Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks. Mama.
Can I share that fact that I shared with you earlier?
About what?
The sun.
About the sun? You're really intrigued by this. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Share it. Share it.
All right. So today the sun will rise at 12:54 in Barrow, Alaska, to just set 34 minutes later. It'll be the last time the town sees the sun this year. The next sunrise will be on January 22nd, 2021, after 1,560 hours of darkness. Could you imagine?
That's got to be, that's got to mess with your brain a little bit, man, you know?
Got to.
Yeah.
That's what that movie 30 Days of Night,
whatever it is. Is that the one with the vampires?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. That's just crazy, man. We've been bitching about the sun going down too quickly, but dude, imagine living in that town.
Yeah, darkness for, where is that? That's got to be way up there, isn't it?
It's up there. Yeah. It's got to be up there. Yeah.
But I guess if you're willing to live in that, you got to be kind of used to it. Now, when they say darkness, is it like darkness or is it like, okay, it's kind of dark, you know, it's more so, like dusk?
Where I read this, they have two pictures, and they have a picture of daytime and nighttime during like its peak or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. The daytime looks, it's not black. Pitch black, but it does. It looks like
kind of like dusk or dawn, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah, maybe like, yeah, like 45 minutes after the sun sets. You know how it's like, yeah, you just have barely a little bit of light, but
yeah,
even so, God, it's got to be depressing.
Just walk around with a nightlight constantly, like, oh, you know? God, I'm scared. Anyway, oh, good. Fun fact. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Okay, then.
What else we got going on here?
It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Well, look out, Texas, because Matthew McConaughey might be throwing his hat in the political ring. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, man.
That's right. I'm Matthew McConaughey. Just like to kick back, relax. All right.
Is he still going to do the Lincoln commercials?
I hope so. Lincoln will probably sponsor his campaign.
Yeah, him and Cyrus.
Hey, you got a joint, man? No, not on me, man. Be a lot cooler if you did. I love Matthew McConaughey, man. I think he has got the vibe that I think every person should have. Like, he still cares about things, but he seems like he doesn't get too rattled about most things.
Yeah, he doesn't get really rattled, but yeah, I don't know. I think you're right. I could see him as a politician for some reason.
I think more politicians should have his demeanor, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know? Hopefully politics doesn't ruin him. Look, at this point, all right, if Trump can win the presidency, if Arnold can be a governor, and
why not McConaughey?
Why not McConaughey? You know, and maybe we'll see this shift now in average people, not career politicians that are coming in and being in politics. You know,
that's crazy. I've never thought of him that way, but ever since you just said that,
yeah,
I could see it, man.
Yeah. He's just got everyone,
he was a president.
Got everyone stoned all the time. Like, it'd be great, man. It'd be great. Right, so I'd vote for McConaughey. I would. I absolutely would vote for McConaughey.
I would too. Yeah, I would like too. I think he's got a good backbone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he means well.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone would get free Lincolns, right? Is that how it would work? I think so. Anyway, moving on. Some geniuses in Israel have developed a smart speaker that can beam sound directly to your ears so only you can hear it. The sound beamer uses a 3D sensor that tracks your ear and sends audio in ultrasonic waves. The result is a personal sound bubble that lets you crank music at work that your coworkers can't hear and without the use of headphones. What?
I gotta see it to believe it.
Dude, that's crazy, man. We'll look it up. Next break here. Look up the sound beamer.
Sound beamer?
I mean.
And so you're saying I'm sitting next to you, right? And that thing is shooting sounds at my ears and you can't hear it.
Yeah. This actually doesn't surprise me because I've heard of like directional sound. Like you can, like there's certain things. I actually think there's a weapon. Like the military made a weapon that directs like high pitched sounds like to a target. And only that target can hear it, man. Which is, that seems crazy to me that you can direct sound, you know?
Yeah, I guess it is crazy. I still don't believe that if you're sitting next to me, though, you can't hear it.
To be fair, maybe you could hear faintness of it if stuff like bounces off. To be fair, though, too, I actually still don't know exactly how radio works. All right. I do it for a living, but I am not sure how what I'm saying right now is going through electronic waves. It goes out to the waves and it goes out in the atmosphere, hits someone's little metal antenna or their antenna that's weaved inside of their window, and then directs through the speakers. It doesn't make sense to me. It's some voodoo witchcraft that I don't understand.
And it's all instant.
Yeah.
Right now. It's happening. You're right, though.
Apparently, we were hanging out with McConaughey before and having some weed, I guess. So.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about radio, man. This stuff's crazy, man. So
you're right, though, dude. I'm talking into this metal thing.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. You and I do this every single day, and I still don't understand exactly how it works. I'm just glad
this thing isn't even plugged into the wall.
No. What's happening here? Yeah, you're on a phone, dude. For God's sakes.
I'm on a phone.
I'm freaking out.
And it sounds like I'm in the studio. Dude, all right. What's going on?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Pack one up, Brock. Pack one up.
I'm already high just thinking about it. Lastly, Walmart is going to start testing self-driving delivery cars. They've teamed up with GM to use a bunch of their Cruise Autonomous. Anyway, they're self-driving vehicles. They'll try them out earlier. They tried them out, actually, in Scottsdale, Arizona, where they already have a lot of self-driving cars. And now they're ready to test drone deliveries as well. So Walmart hopping into the drones and automated cars and whatnot. So,
this is weird because I'm not getting a lot of things delivered from Walmart to my house. Are you?
No, just because we have it here, though. We're close to it. But you think about people that aren't close to a Walmart, you know, might be beneficial. But I will tell you, too, though, half of the fun of going to Walmart is seeing the other people at Walmart.
Absolutely.
You know, that's part
it's
of the fun.
It's experience, man.
Actually, no, for me now, I'm getting too angry every time I go. Like, it almost makes me mad. I've lost the joy in it. Now it just pisses me off whenever I go. Because I'm like, why are we letting this many people breed? Like, instead of enjoying the view of like, oh, look at that guy. It's more like, oh, my God, look at that guy. I swear to God.
Yeah, for me, I'm always having a good time at Walmart until I got to go check out.
Yeah.
And once I got to check out, it's like, oh, yeah, this is why it sucks.
Maybe the self-driving cars, you know, they just deliver your awesome Walmart. Will I be able to check out the clearance aisle, though?
Is there a clearance van that's going to swing by my house?
Dude, that's the van. I want to see the Walmart clearance van because I don't make a trip to Walmart without going to the clearance aisle. It's actually a problem to me because I'll find things there. Like the other day, they had a bunch of these. God, what were they? They were like little toolkits, and they were all marked down. I'm like, God, I could make a profit on these, man. I should buy all of these.
I'm losing money by not buying this.
Exactly. See, I'm glad you understand. Kiki doesn't understand my mindset with the clearance aisle. You're losing money if you don't buy it.
Is that why she has her side of the garage and you have your side of the garage? Because all the stuff that you buy from Walmart in the clearance aisle is piling up in her garage.
I could open up my own offset Walmart with all the stuff I purchased at the clearance aisle. It's insane.
Nice.
It's insane. Anyway, well, there you go. We got McConaughey in office. We got sound beamers and we got self-driving cars. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.